My friends, when you pray, do you ever feel alone or underpowered and you wish that you had literally an army praying with you? Wouldn't that be amazing if whenever you prayed, whenever you asked for anything, either for yourself or your family, for your city, state, or country, that you could just have a horde, an army, a massive group of people praying with you with the same intention? But we often feel so underpowered. Well, in this video, I will show you who this army is. And I will show you the secret of finding them. My friends, get ready to supercharge your prayer. My friends, you know I love to do this. Let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. My friends, this is a channel Uniquely Mary, where we focus on everything Blessed Mother. But we've been doing this special series on the book Get Us Out of Here because the Blessed Mother loves the souls in purgatory. Jesus, in fact, loves the souls in purgatory, and they wanted me to tell you about them. So I want to get into this idea of this army that I'm talking about. And first, I want to use some movies, some songs to kind of lay out how this kind of began growing in my mind. Well, one of my favorite movies is the Lord of the Rings series. You know, there's the Lord of the Rings, and then there's the trilogy of The Hobbit. And in the Lord of the Rings, there's these two movies that have these scenes that are just absolutely amazing. In the second movie, The Two Towers, so this the humans are going into the stronghold called Helm's Deep. They're being chased after this army of orcs, and it's a special bred army to destroy them. And they're going to lose. There's no way. The best that they can do is hold off as long as possible, hoping that help arrives. And just before they start, just before they go into battle, you hear this amazing horn, and you see this small army of elves go into their stronghold, and they're all archers, and they have these capes, and they're in this amazing discipline. Whereas the humans that are in there are kind of ragtag and older and maybe too young. And when they see this army come in that is sent to help them, they are so encouraged, and it came just at the last minute. When I first saw that scene, it spoke to me, and I kept it in the back of my mind. The other scene that is towards the end of the trilogy in The Return of the King. So this is at the very last scene. So in the White City, I always forget the name of it. I think it's Minas Tirith. And so there, and it's this epic final battle, and all the orcs of Sauron are being emptied from where they're from. They're coming to that city, and they have hired these other people. They have mercenaries. They have all this massive army that's going to destroy all the men in that city. And they have help that came, but even before the battle even started, they knew that they were outmatched. They knew that they needed at least 10,000 more soldiers to even stand a chance. And just before the battle begins, Aragorn and Legolas and Gimli leave. They leave just before the battle begins. And they were the greatest fighters, the greatest soldiers. And everyone wonders, where are they going? And so they leave, and Aragorn goes into this kind of, it's like a valley, and then he goes into this cave. So apparently in this cave is an army of dead people. These were soldiers that made a vow to this king that they would fight at his moment of need. They betrayed him and did not fulfill their vows. Therefore, the king cursed them to remain sort of undead until their vow was paid off. Well, Aragorn comes in. He comes in with the sword that wields with it the power of the king. And he, as king, calls him to fulfill his vow to fight with them in this battle. And he shows up at the very last minute with a huge army of dead people. They're really their souls. They're ghosts. You know, I'll put a link to the movie where you can see that scene for yourself. And they are the ones that help them have that victory. Another movie, more recent, Marvel's movies, Endgame. So Marvel Avengers Endgame, they are about to face Thanos and his army, and they had just collected all the stones and snapped all the people that had been snapped out of existence. They snapped them back in. So basically it's like they resurrect these people that about 5 years earlier had been killed through this act of Thanos. And they're facing him in this battle, totally outmatched. And all of them come in one by one. And I'll put a link to that scene. They literally come in at the last second to help him, to assist them. And they are the ones that essentially lead the Avengers to victory. Now, all three of these movies are speaking of this whole thing of being outmatched and being assisted at the last minute. Now, when I watched these scenes, something was touched in me about the truth of how we are. Right now in the world, it's like we're outmatched. Those of us that love Jesus, that love good, we feel outmatched, or we are. Maybe there's less of us. And we have this huge army that we have to face of people that don't believe in God, of the media, of this or that, I think in every country. Maybe we feel it in a special way here in the U.S., but really in every country all over the world, we feel outmatched and outgunned and outmoneyed and outpowered, and we need this army to come in at the last minute. So now, one last thing. This wonderful song that speaks about this idea that I'm trying to convey. And it's by Lauren Daigle. It's called Rescue. I'll put a link to it here in the video. When I first heard this song, I thought, this is so cheesy. God, I'll send you an army to rescue you. And she kind of goes on and talking about this. And I thought, what is she talking about? What army is she talking about? And I remember just thinking it was just such a, I don't know, it left a bad taste in my mouth. I didn't like the song at all. Well, one day I was at this beautiful cemetery here in Houston, and for some reason I was putting on KSBJ, I was putting on the radio station, the local Christian radio station, and this song came on. And I remember I was actually near a grave that had the word army on it. I don't remember why. I think it must have been someone who in life was a soldier. And God connected it. It's as if he told me, this song, at least for you, is talking about the souls in purgatory. They are your army. They are the ones that in the last minute will come, and I will use them as instruments to defeat evil. My friends, this simple message is what I was born to tell you. My name is Alvaro. The word Alvar, the origin of my name, comes from the old German that means elf army. My mission in life is to tell people about the army of the souls in purgatory. The whole reason why you're here is because the souls in purgatory brought you. They prayed for you to hear this video. And all the other videos that I have made talking about purgatory are to help you understand this idea. Now, I'm sharing with you this idea because the many times that I've read that book, Get Us Out of Here, I've learned different things, and it's as if God spoke to me different things. Well, this most recent time, this was the idea that God wanted to convey to me. That not only do we pray for the souls in purgatory, not only is there a purgatory, not only do we go there if we haven't purified ourselves enough, but when we pray for them, they pray for us. That's the most important piece. The souls in purgatory pray for us. And when we call upon them, they serve us and help us in any way we need. I want this to be a three-part series, and in this first part, I'm trying to convey to you the importance of this message. My friends, I don't ever want you to pray the same again. When you ask Jesus for something, I don't ever want it to just be just your voice asking him. I want you to call upon every person, every soul in purgatory to assist you and to unite their voices to your intention, so that you can have an army praying with you. I don't know if you remember in the first video that I put out that there are hundreds of thousands of people that die each day, probably many millions of souls in purgatory right now. They want to pray with you. They want to be your army. They want to help you to defeat evil in your personal life, in the life of your city, state, and country. Isn't now a time that we need it? You know what I'm talking about. All of you that hear this video, share it with everyone that you know. Tell them God's secret and hidden army is the souls in purgatory. Pray for them, but more importantly, ask them to pray for you. In these other videos that I will put out, I will explain to you more deeply the Catholic Church's teaching on this. I will give you examples from the book, Get Us Out of Here, of how specifically they can help you. And I'll also share from my own life what I've experienced when I've asked for their prayers. My friends, God bless you, and know that you are not alone. When you ask for their prayers, they will come and rescue you. God bless you.